thought for today. Only moments in life are remembered. Only moments in life are remembered. Only moments in life are remembered. No matter how you look at it, you look at moments in life and you think, hey, that's interesting. Here's a whole adventure. But each adventure has only a moment that you remember. No matter what it is that we do, it's just one moment at a time that we pay attention to. Just one little incident, one little idea that comes to our mind that gives us attention. Now, we have illustrations that come to our attention readily, and the Reverend monk Anita Lope writes, "Hi, beloved monks." And she says she was bringing Andrin to come to campus now, and she needed to have some money for the airline ticket. The ticket was a little more expensive than she planned because the boy was flying business class, the only seat that was available. So he was flying business class. So it was a little more expensive. And she thought, dear me, what shall I do? And she called me and suggested that he's flying business class. And I said, well, that's just fine. And she says, what am I going to do for money? And I said, well, ask your mother, ask your sister, do whatever you wish. It's there. And she didn't ask her mother, and she didn't ask her sister. She was at a meeting, and she mentioned that the boy was coming, and she was a little short of funds for him on the airline, and immediately everyone divvied up money for her and said, don't think about where it has come from. Don't think of the individual. Just know that you have enough for his ticket. And so she did and does. And he is coming here. Here this young man flying business class to America. What a classy character. I mean, this is his first overseas flight, his first flight perhaps anywhere, as far as I know. And he goes, if not first class, close to it. Far better than we fly, but bless his heart. He's going to have champagne, he's going to have special service with meals, he's got his own private television in front of him, and wow, and Air Italia, no less. So he's going to have a story to tell us, I'm sure, and he'll have a story to tell his friends and his mother and dad when he gets back home. So, you see, it's the moments that he'll remember. He won't remember the whole trip, the 11, 12 hours that he's flying. He won't remember when he slept and when he was awake. He won't remember the meal and the service of the hostess. He won't remember all of these things as a bunch of things, but he'll remember them all as little incidents, all as little points to be remembered. And as he remembers these, he'll report on these, and he will say, oh, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened. Because, you see, only moments in life are remembered. We don't have the capacity to give a full story. We don't have the capacity to give a full report of what happened in an hour, what happened in a day, what happened in a week, a year, a lifetime. But we can give each moment, whenever we choose to give it. Now, what are the moments that you remember from your lifetime? What are the moments that you remember out of your experiences? Are these moments, moments of joy, moments of fabulous experience, or are they moments of unhappiness? Are they moments of lack or limitation? It's up to us what we want to remember. And if you were in an accident or you were hurt at some time, you don't remember the hurt. The hurt doesn't stay with you, which is a fine thing. The hurt doesn't stay with you. It wasn't real anyhow. What do you remember? You remember the happy times. I remember one time when I had a broken leg. I told you about it. And I don't remember the broken leg. I don't remember the pain. I don't remember any of that sort of nonsense. All I remember is lying in bed, having chocolate-covered cherries, the gushy kind, you know, given to me, and eating them on this cloth-covered book that could be washed off. And it was just a lovely memory. In fact, I can still see that. And I can see my sister is pushing me in the baby buggy because we didn't have a wheelchair, and they wanted me to take me around town. And so I was sitting there with my legs sticking out there in the cast and in this baby buggy that really wasn't big enough for me, but it worked. And then they pushed me together, the twins, and shoved me all over the city, showing me off to everybody, you know, and saying, "This is my little brother. He's got a broken leg." And, oh my goodness, and then they want to write on the cast. But you see, these are little things you remember. And you remember the silly things some people write on the cast. You think it'd be nice to keep the cast forever. Because they say, "I love you." And perhaps that's the first time that that person ever said, "I love you," to you, you know. And then they draw pictures on there. They draw faces and things you can't even see because they're so far away from your face and on the other side of the cast. You can't turn your leg that way, but you look at it with a mirror. I mean, you know, you're not going to miss that. You're going to take in all the adventure that you can. But each one was a unique, separate, delightful moment. A moment of being remembering. All of life's experiences are just moments that we remember. Now, life goes on, and the world continues, and we continue to have wonderful, beautiful adventures. We continue to have wonderful, beautiful activities taking place in our life. Now, what is it that you would like to remember as the days come? What would you like to remember of your tomorrow or your tomorrows? Oh, we say we live in the now. We live in the present. We speak in the present. We think in the present. We act in the present. But tomorrow we live in the present too. What are we preparing ourselves for in the tomorrow? Are we preparing ourselves for happy, joyous, wonderful experiences? Or are we preparing ourselves for limiting experiences? It's how we think about it now. Are you a joyous, loving, open person? Or are you sort of a reclusive person? Are you a person who runs away from adventures, runs away from beautiful experiences because you think those experiences are far greater than you deserve to have? A lot of people are like that. Are you one of those? When we prepare right now for who we are, when we prepare right now for the life that we're living, we reach out and we take out of each experience the joy, the harmony, the peace, the love, the goodness. Can you take out the harmony, peace, joy, love, and goodness from each experience? Or do you sometimes think, "Oh boy, that's not too cool. Oh boy, that's not going to be a happy thing at all." And it is a happy thing. It's a very, very, very happy thing. I walk with the dogs, and the dogs follow me. And they don't always come immediately, but they run around. But if I go in the car or the golf cart, and I say, "Come," they are up on that seat quicker than you can wink your eye. And they're sitting there close to me. And I put my arm around them so they don't fall off. And they snuggle in even closer. And then I drive one-handed, you know, and it works just fine. And they're snuggling right in there, depending on me, saying, "Hey, Dad, you know, you're taking care of us. You're wonderful." I'm sure each of you have had a similar experience with the pups. But you remember that. And as I mention this experience to you right now, I can see by the smiles on your faces that each one of you have perhaps done much the same thing with the dogs. They love this. They love this attention. They love being yours. They love snuggling in close. But it's just a moment you remember. It's just a moment you think, hey, wasn't that nice? Wasn't that nice as they cuddled in there and snuggled in there? And Button, he's got to get his head out and look around and see what's going on, but he wants to stay close. He wants to stay close, but he's checking all over, seeing what's going on, and he stays close. It's just a moment to remember. How many moments do you have in your day that are moments to remember? How many moments do you have each day that you want to remember, that are worthwhile remembering, that are something good? There was a statement made by an educator, and they said, when your children come home from school, don't ask them, well, what did you learn in school today? Because all day long they've been bombarded with questions, and they had to give answers. And then they come home to their refuge, to their castle, and they're again bombarded with questions. And the teacher says, instead of asking the children, what did you learn in school today? Say to them, oh, you're home. I'm so glad you're home. It always feels so good when you're home. I love you so. You're wonderful. And the child, out of his whole day, will remember that his mother, his dad, said to him, I'm glad you're home. It's so wonderful having you. I missed you. You're a good and wonderful child. And they'll remember that forever. They'll remember that when they're growing up. And when they're growing up and they have their children. And they'll say that to their children because they remember how good they felt when it was said to them. You see, the moments that we remember are moments of treasure, are moments of joy, are moments of great wonder and great appreciation. Are you ready for that sort of thing? What sort of moments are you creating every day of your life? What sort of moments are you creating that you would like to repeat, that you would like to share with your children, that you'd like to share with people that you love? What are these moments? Are these moments of great monumental importance? Yes, they are. But they have little clothes on. They don't have the adult clothes on, so to speak. They don't have the adult fabric to them. They have the childlike fabric, the gentleness, the lovingness, the sincerity of a child. And what happens when I say, hi, Button, I love you? He wiggles his tail and he feels so good and I feel good. What happens when I say, come on, Button, up on the seat? Up he comes and snuggles his head under my arm. He knows that's where he is protected from falling off, a little more secure. He knows, and I remember. Do you think he remembers those things? You bet he does. How long is a dog's memory? Who knows? Yet, they know where they bury their bones. So that tells you something, doesn't it? They know where they had seen the rabbit when they were running up the path last time, and they think the rabbit's going to be there still, you know. But that's a good place, you know. That's where we had seen the rabbits. That's where we had seen where they were. You see, all of our life is filled with such wonderful moments, such wonderful experiences, that we write them down in our blessing book. And then after we write them down in our blessing book, we don't have to remember them anymore. because they're in our heart then. And when they're in our heart, what happens to us is that we live them again and again. Not that we need to go back in memory, but we live them again and again right now. And how do we live them? We live them with joy in our heart. We live them as we see parallels to the wonderful things that have happened. Did you ever stop and pick up a nail or a tack or something from the sidewalk where someone might step on it and hurt themselves? And what did you do with it? Did you just throw it off in the grass where someone might walk there and do it too? Or did you take it and put it in your pocket? And when you got home, put it in the wastebasket? Did you do a kindly thing which had repercussions far beyond what you did? We all do. You picked up that nail and you didn't throw it in the street because their tire might run over it. You didn't throw it in the grass. A dog might step on it. You didn't leave it on the sidewalk. A people might step on it. You were thoughtful. Your thoughtfulness exceedingly rebounds. It extends farther than anything you can imagine. And this thoughtfulness are the little things that we remember in life, the little ideas that come our way, the little ideas that are wanting to be heard, wanting to be known. Have you done little things like that? I'm sure you have. And I'm sure from the smiles on your faces, I can see that many of you are thinking of these little things that have come your way. But think about them. I always get a kick out of, I tell Anita, go pick up the nails at the crossroads. I saw a couple of nails there. And so she goes down there with her metal finder and she walks around looking for nails that might be left there from some whatever. And she finds 5 or 10 of them and she picks them up and she says, I got them all. And then I walk along and I don't really want to find a nail, but I'm just looking. And there they jump right up at me. They jump right up because I have nails in my consciousness. And I pick up 5 or 10 of them without wanting to, without expecting to, just because they're there and because I tuned into them better than a metal detector, I find them. It's really amazing. We can do things like this. Now, take that same attitude of finding nails on the driveway and put it to anything else you want. You are all-knowing. I didn't have any idea where those nails were. Those nails were just where they are. I had no idea where they were. But they just jumped up and got right in front of me and got right to where I was. Now, how did they come to my awareness? How did I know about those nails? How did I understand about those nails? They were hidden. They were under the dust of the dirt of the road. They were perhaps even under the level of the dirt of the road. But they just jumped up for me because I was looking for them, because I was conscious of them. And lo and behold, there they were. These things happen to you too. When you want to know where something is, you just go out expecting to know where it is. You go out expecting to find it. But these are little moments in life that are, oh, I see moments. Oh, I see. Wonderful, great, fabulous. And we find all sorts of things. And when we find them, we say, wow, I feel so good. Now, Ellen used to have a lot of these moments, but as she's getting older, she's stopping to give them credit anymore. And so I have just done something to Ellen that is not very nice. I have robbed her of her age, and she's now her beautiful 25-year-old self again, and she will never know what it means to be 26. She'll never know what it means to be 30 or any other age, because I have robbed her of all those. All she knows is 25. And, of course, she tells me she's 23. What is she doing? She is having moments of remembrance. Do you think that Ellen remembers what she was like when she was 23, 2 seconds ago? Do you think she really knows? Not really. But she thinks she knows. And so whatever she thinks she knows, that's what she is. Whatever she thinks she is, then that's what she is. Now, is she that indeed? Is she that indeed? Or is that just wishful thinking? No, she is that indeed. Every time you say, I am 23, you act like it, you think like it, you are it. Anytime you say, I'm 18, you are it. Anytime you say, I'm 25, you are it. You act like it, you think like it. Now, do 25 or 23-year-old people have problems now and then? Oh, yeah. Do 23-year-old people have limitations in their life? Oh, yeah. Are you going to play the game of that remembrance of having the limitations? Nope. All you remember is the happy stuff. All you remember is how happy you are. Now, since Ellen is 23 and she is living here in the 21st century, Ellen, what are you thinking? What are you dreaming? Are you dreaming of the shape that you have at the age of 23? Or are you dreaming of the shape that you might have if you ever got older? What is the vision you have in your heart? What is the thought? What moment in your life do you remember? Did you ever wear a beautiful gown? Yeah. Did you ever wear, how quickly that came out. Did you ever wear a beautiful gown and you came down the stairs or you came in front of a mirror and you looked in that mirror and you saw yourself and you said, wow, am I gorgeous? Did you ever say that?
Yeah.
And what is that but a moment in your memory? It is with you forever. Is that how you look today? Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was looking through some photograph albums of you when you were first married. And my goodness sakes, that really was a youngster. That was before you were 23, though. And you look so innocent. You look so unprepared to be a married woman. My goodness. But those are memories. Now, when is the first time in your life, Ellen, that you felt that you were capable of being a married woman? Was it the time that you thought of yourself that you had finally grown up and you were finally 21 years of age? Or you were finally able to stand on your own and do your own things? Or did someone else tell you that? If they did, that too is a moment in your life that you remember. You see, life is made up of all these fabulous moments. And we don't put them together. But we live each moment uniquely, separately, and apart. And these moments are great moments. These moments are wonderful, rewarding moments, exciting moments. They're moments that make our life into something rather special. Are you ready for that moment? Are you ready to be aware of any of these moments and to be aware of how they function and how they act and do things for us? Are you aware? Are you ready for that? If you are, then your blessing book should be filled to the brim and overflowing. Now, we don't want to write in our blessing book like Anita does. Anita is an artistic person. She is very dramatic with her writing. And sometimes one word can take a whole page. She wants to emphasize something. She, I love me, you know. And the page just bursts off with the word. And then when she writes, sometimes she can get maybe a paragraph on a page. Another person might get a whole book on a page. But that's all according to our choices and according to our desires. That's a moment. That's a moment. As she writes here, I stood in the travel agency booking Adrian's flight today, and I felt like crying out of deep thankfulness. Every single person I asked for an investment in Adrian's flight to the monastery eagerly and happily offered right away a generous amount, and most of them said it's not necessary that anybody knows where the money comes from. The joy in pure giving I experienced in these people was overwhelming. What a beautiful experience. I am thankful and rich. You see, she had no idea how she was going to do it. She merely knew that the steps were there. He had the invitation. He wanted to come. The money was there for him to come. She could never have imagined that she would receive the money in the way that she did. We don't know how our divine is working out the circumstances of our life. Let go. We don't know how the divine is going to reveal these things to us. Let go. We don't know in what wonderful way a moment is going to be created, and we'll say, wow, that is fabulous. We'll never know these things. These are the hidden elements of life, the joyous hidden elements of when this happy moment is being born that we will remember a lifetime. You don't know when you go to the beach if you're going to have a memorable day. You don't know when you're walking down the street. You don't know when you're eating your meal. You don't know when you're walking the dogs or talking to them. You have no idea when your memorable moment's going to come. So always be alert to it. Always be open to it. Always be aware that that memorable moment is now. And that memorable moment is going to be something exciting. It's just like John's talk this morning about the Christmas star. A Christmas tale, he called it. And he created it in front of our very eyes. And the characters are very real. What was the main character's name? Can anyone tell me?
Master Thomas.
Now, what was the thing that Master Thomas woke up to? Why was the light shining over his cabin?
He was waking up to his master consciousness.
He was waking up to his master consciousness, or was he waking up to the idea that he was the Christ child?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who came to visit him?
The three
wise men, the three kings from Orient are. And what did they bring him? Gifts. Far grander than anything the Christ child had. Champagne. And bread. And sausage, was it?
Fish.
Fish, bread, and wine. Yes. How grand. How glorious. Will Thomas remember that all of his life? Will John remember that all of his life? Will we remember that all of our lives? The moment the Christmas tale was given, our lives were richer by a great deal, and we are blessed. Only moments in life are remembered. Let all your moments in life that you remember be happy memories. For this is the way I see you, and this is the way I know you. And this is the way that I love you.